Good morning. This is a meeting of Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9:05 on Tuesday, May 11th, 2023. This meeting is being held in person and is also being broadcast by Zoom. The original recording of this meeting will be maintained in the office of the commission at 210 North 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are the full commission, and I'll have each of them introduce themselves. We also have our executive director and deputy executive director. And so let's have everybody in the room identify themselves so that we have a good record. I'm Commission Chair John Valentine.
Commissioner Michael Cragen.
Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell.
Commissioner Jennifer Gressis.
Scott Smith, executive director.
Anna Herring, deputy executive director.
Jason Gardner, director of legislative affairs.
Janelle Collins, legal secretary.
Thank you. That was Janelle Collins, legal secretary. She was a little quiet. I'm sure that was on the record. Okay, for those who are called in now, let's go ahead and have you identify yourself, starting with Frank. You happen to be up in the upper right-hand corner, so we'll start with you.
Frank Hale, senior director of tax and revenue with the Tax Commission.
Mike Lee, senior director for the Tax Commission.
Alex Urosevic, economist with the Tax Commission.
Laren Lind, Assistant Attorney General.
Rochelle, I'll show that you are.
Rochelle Roberts, appeals legal clerk.
Thank you. Anyone else who's on that I don't see on the... Okay, thank you. We'll go on to the agenda then. The first item on the agenda is public comment period for anyone who wishes to speak up to 3 minutes to the commissioners on an issue that's not related to recently imminent appeal or appeal that's before the commission. Anyone wishes to avail themselves of that opportunity at this time? Seeing none, I'll move on then. Next item on the agenda is to approve the open commission meeting minutes and closed minutes of April 11th, 2023. And I recognize Commissioner Freskas.
I move to approve the open commission meeting minutes and closed meeting minutes of April 11th, 2023.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
I rule that passage unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item of on the agenda is to consider the settlement of a Board of Equalization of Carbon County versus Sunnyside Properties LLC and the Utah State Tax Commission. This is a Utah Third District Court case. It's case number 22090405. We do have legal counsel on the line with us today. Yeah. I'll recognize you, Mr. Lind, if you'd like to say anything in regards to this proposed settlement.
Yes, this is Laren Lind. This is a locally assessed case that was appealed to district court. The settlement appears to be reasonable within the range of fair market value. And I recommend that the commission approve it and give me the authorization to sign legal documents effectuating the settlement on its behalf.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lind. Any commissioner have any questions of Mr. Lind on this? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
Thank you. I just note that the parties to the appeal have resolved it, but we are a party in the court, so we have to participate in the dismissal of the case in the court.
Thank you.
So I move to authorize our council's signature on the joint stipulation to approve settlement agreement and to dismiss Board of Equalization of Carbon County versus Sunnyside Properties LLC and the Utah State Tax Commission, which is pending in Utah Third Judicial District Court, case number 22090405.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, roll call vote on the motion. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Our attorney is authorized to sign this on behalf of the Tax Commission, the joint stipulation to approve the settlement. Next item on the agenda is publication revisions. We have a couple. The first is publication 9, how to register and title your vehicle in Utah. The next one is publication 23, vehicle property assessment fees, age-based uniform fee, and 1.5% uniform fee. And the third publication is publication 36, property tax abatement, deferral and exemption programs for individuals. This is information for public only. And notice also, we've had another member of our staff join us in our meeting today. Cynthia, would you like to go ahead and just put your name on the record, please?
Hi, my name is Cynthia Maya.
Thank you, Cynthia. Yeah. Go ahead and just state what your position is.
I am the Problem Resolution Specialist, aka Community Outreach Specialist for the Tax Commission.
Thank you so much. Next item on the agenda is Commissioner Reports. Are there any reports from the commissioners?
I have none.
I have none either.
I'd just like to wish Commissioner Rockwell the very best as she goes before the Senate Revenue and Taxation Confirmation Committee this afternoon. I'm sure that everything will go well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the acknowledgement. Next item on the agenda is the Executive Director Report. Does the Executive Director have anything they wish to report?
Yes, I have asked Deanna Herring, the Deputy Executive Director, to give an update on how the Tax Commission's goals intersect with the Governor's Utah Home Initiative. And so, Deanna.
Thank you. That'd be very appropriate to hear that at this time.
All right. This thing is on. Okay, again, Deanna Herring, Deputy Executive Director of the Tax Commission. So under the Governor's One Utah Roadmap, the Governor set priorities for the state. This has been updated each year. This year, the new priorities are called Utah Home, and a link to the Utah Home Project can be found on the Governor's website. Under Goal 3.1 of Utah Home, which is titled Deliver First-Class Customer Service Statewide, we, along with the Labor Commission, Department of Alcoholic Beverage Services, and Department of Commerce, have been tasked with the specific goal of focus on improving customer service through the lens of diversified Utah while maintaining balanced regulatory responsibilities. To measure our progress throughout the goal, we have identified 6 projects we are working on, which are split between 2 larger projects. The first project focuses on moving from an enforcement focus to a compliance focus, and accomplishing this goal requires us to fully implement the chatbot, finalize a separate help desk for preparers and other professionals, and implement Qualtrics products. The second project focuses on moving from a regulatory focus to a customer service focus. Accomplishing this goal requires us to fully implement DMV virtual offices, automatic renewal, registration renewals, and electronic review of out-of-state titles. Some of these projects are more developed than others, and we continue to move them along the Utah Home Dashboard as we progress. That is the report.
Thank you very much for that report. Any questions of our Deputy Executive Director? Thank you.
I'll just comment that I signed up for the automatic renewal and the emails come through and the debits happen and my stickers come in the mail and it's great. I love it.
That sounds awesome. That's exactly what was supposed to happen. Do you have a report for us, Scott, as to where we're at on the virtual decals and the off-road vehicles? I know we are still in a virtual decal mode. Do you know anything more about that? Engineer Flott put it on that.
Yes. My understanding, and this relates to, there have been some delays with our vendor, who is the Department of Corrections. And so we had to prioritize which decals we wanted them to work on first, which meant that we were doing virtual decals. Actually, Mike Lee is, Mike, can you, Mike would have a more detail on that than I have. So Mike?
Yeah, so we are no longer issuing virtual decals. And the virtual decals that we had issued have now been, we have sent out the actual decals on those now. We're starting to build stock again on all of our decals. So we're moving along nicely at this point.
So let me ask you this question. Have we notified the Department of Public Safety and DWR that we are no longer issuing virtual decals? Because I signed a letter several months ago indicating that we were.
Let me double check. But if not, we will work with you, Commissioner, to get something over to them.
Yeah, we need to get that something to them as quickly as possible, because I think there's still under the impression in the public safety community that we're issuing virtual decals for that particular population of vehicles. So that would be very helpful. You'll work with us on that.
Okay, we'll get it done.
Any other things?
I don't have anything else.
Okay,
nor do I. Go ahead then, and we'll move to the final item of the agenda, which is a motion to adjourn. And I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell
for that motion. Great. I don't have to say anything in this meeting. I'm so moved.
The motion's in order. Not debatable. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Rule passes unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. There you guys.
Hey, Scott.